This is Audible.
Hi, everybody. This is Jim Dale.
And this is Paul Schwendener, co-producer of The Shoebird. The Shoebird is one of those rare works which involves a narrator with an orchestra to tell a story specifically directed towards children. Peter and the Wolf comes to mind as a precedent. What attracted you to The Shoebird?
Well, you must admit, there has never, ever been another children's musical story like Peter and the Wolf. And then suddenly, this was presented to me, not only a wonderful story with so many morals for the children to hear, but also the ability, also the attraction that the narrator had to do the voices of 14 different birds. And that, of course, to me, was a lovely challenge. And so that was the fascination with it. And, of course, the more I read it and the more I studied it and the more I created the birds, the more I fell in love with it. And I really do think that it will, in a very short time, become a classic, a definite instant classic. At least I'm hoping so.
The Shoebird brings to life many wonderful bird characters, and the story has many delightful twists and turns. However, there's also a moral, in fact, several morals to this story. How would you describe those, Jim?
Oh, well, at the very end of the story, then, of course, it's like Aesop's fables. They also had morals, and some of the morals that the children hear and make the most of the brains you have. Another moral was, don't forget your special gift. And another moral was, in the question lies the answer. And so the children not only hear the story, they hear the birds talking, they see the problems they have, and they see the solutions they come up with. But then they also realize that the story itself has all these wonderful morals that they too can take into life and follow them throughout their life.
You've just mentioned these three morals of the story. To put them in a bit of perspective, Jim, why don't you tell our listeners a bit about what happens in The Shoebird?
Ah, yes. Well, over the 1 hour that the story takes to portray, a young boy goes into a shoe shop and doesn't really want to be there. And as he walks out with his mother, he shouts over his shoulder, "Shoes are for the birds!" And, of course, the parrot who lives in the shoe shop hears this and thinks, "Shoes are for the birds! Phew, I must tell everybody!" And so he tells his friends and they gather round into that shoe shop to be fitted out for shoes. And then, of course, the shoes are too big, and by various means they make the shoes smaller. And suddenly all the birds who are there, and there are hundreds of them, are now walking around in shoes. And, of course, that restricts them from doing something that all birds do, which is fly. And that's what the story is about. And so it goes on for a long, long time, and I'm thrilled to bits to be able to create all the voices, well, 14 of them at least, of all the birds. And they are some lovely characters, from Freddy the cat. Then we have the owl.
The owl who sort of talks like this. She's terribly interested and terribly intellectual.
And then, of course, we have the goose.
The goose is a sort of duchess type of goose who talks like this. And then we've got Arturo the parrot, who understands everything, but thinks, why do they think that I'm going to give them the shoes? This is a shoe store. You've got to pay for their shoes.
And so that's the story. How Arturo the parrot can convince them that they should pay for these shoes. You can't get them for nothing. But it's a beautiful story. It's one of the best audiobooks I've ever made, and I'm loving it more and more every time I listen to it.
If someone could only listen to three Jim Dale performances, which should they be?
Oh, dear. Well, it's quite a few audiobooks, but I seriously think of top of the list, or one of the top three, must be The Shoebird. I never, ever listened to any of my audiobooks. I've never heard one of them. But this was the first time I played it back, and I loved it. I loved the story. I loved the voices. So maybe I've been missing something. So one would be The Shoebird. Another would be something that is released about a week ago. It's by Tom Flynn. and it's called Bike Man, and it's about Tom Flynn's experiences on 9/11 when he went down to Ground Zero and looking up at the building, noting everything that was going on as a reporter, and then suddenly the building, one of the Twin Towers, falls and buries him alive. And he digs his way out, and over the past few years he has put together an epic poem. And I recorded it a few months ago, and I am so very proud that they've asked a Limey, an Englishman, to record something so precious. And that would be number two. And number three, I would say, well, lump the whole of the Harry Potter series together. As I said, I haven't heard them, but I think it might be interesting to hear them.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.